Chapter 5. Kenna's Dilemma: The Right and Wrong Way to Ask People What They Want. The rock musician known as Kenna grew up in Virginia Beach, the child of Ethiopian immigrants. His father got his degree from Cambridge University and was an economics professor. As a family, they watched Peter Jennings and CNN, and if music was played, it was Kenny Rogers. My father loves Kenny Rogers because he had a message to tell in that song, The Gambler, Kenna explains. Everything was about learning lessons and money and how the world worked. My parents wanted me to do better than they did. Occasionally, Kenna's uncle would visit and expose Kenna to different things, such as disco or dancing or Michael Jackson. And Kenna would look at him and say, "I don't understand." Kenna's main interest was skateboarding. He built a ramp in the backyard, and he would play with a boy from across the street. Then one day, his neighbor showed him his bedroom, and on the walls were pictures of bands Kenna had never heard of. The boy gave Kenna a tape of U2's The Joshua Tree. "I destroyed that tape. I played it so much," Kenna says. "I just didn't know. It never dawned on me that music was like this. I think I was 11 or 12, and that was that. Music opened the door." Kenna is very tall and strikingly handsome, with a shaved head and a goatee. He looks like a rock star, but he has none of a rock star's swagger and braggadocio and staginess. There's something gentle about him. He is polite and thoughtful and unexpectedly modest, and he talks with the quiet earnestness of a graduate student. When Kenna got one of his first big breaks and opened at a rock concert for the well-respected band No Doubt, he either forgot to tell the audience his name, which is how his manager tells it, or decided against identifying himself, which is how he tells it. "Who are you?" the fans were yelling by the end. Kenna is the sort of person who is constantly at odds with your expectations, and that is both one of the things that makes him so interesting and one of the things that have made his career so problematic. By his mid-teens, Kenna had taught himself to play piano. He wanted to learn how to sing, so he listened to Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye. He entered a talent show. There was a piano at the audition, but not at the show, so he got up on stage and sang a Brian McKnight song a cappella. He started writing music. He scraped together some money to rent a studio. He recorded a demo. His songs were different, not weird exactly, but different. They were hard to classify. Sometimes people want to put Kenna in the rhythm and blues category, which irritates him because he thinks people do that just because he's black. If you look at some of the internet servers that store songs, you can sometimes find his music in the alternative section, and sometimes in the electronica section, and sometimes in the unclassified section. One enterprising rock critic has tried to solve the problem simply by calling his music a cross between the British new wave music of the 1980s and hip-hop. How to classify Kenna is a difficult question, but, at least in the beginning, it wasn't one that he thought about a great deal. Through a friend from high school, he was lucky enough to get to know some people in the music business. "In my life, everything seems to fall in place," Kenna says. His songs landed in the hands of a so-called A&R man, a talent scout for a record company, and through that contact, his demo CD landed in the hands of Craig Coleman, the co-president of Atlantic Records. That was a lucky break. Coleman is a self-described music junkie with a personal collection of 200,000 records and CDs. In the course of a week, he might be given between 100 and 200 CDs by new artists, and every weekend he sits at home, listening to them one after another. The overwhelming majority of those, he realizes in an instant, aren't going to work. In 5 or 10 seconds, he'll have popped them out of his CD player. But every weekend, there are at least a handful that catch his ear. And once in a blue moon, there's a singer or a song that makes him jump out of his seat. "That's what Kenna was. I was blown away," Coleman remembers. "I thought, I've got to meet this guy. I brought him immediately to New York. He sang for me, literally, like this." And here Coleman gestures with his hand to indicate a space of no more than 2 feet, face to face.